Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to, you're watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast, recording live from the Podcast Network Asia Studios. First time ni Chino Rito, actually fresh pa siya from the Bay.
Yeah.
Kakapanood lang ng AEW Revolution ngayon yung...
That's right.
Yung hangin that he breathed in, yung mga hininga rin na sa Rhea, Tony yeah. Storm, dinadala niya na rito.
Well, medyo malayo ako, but yeah.
Sure. They were in the same building at the same time at one point.
Hey, you know what? Red Velvet sat right across
from us. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
that's nice. Yeah.
Red Velvet's pretty cool,
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. So Chino has a lot of stories about AEW Revolution. But first, welcome back, Chino. It's
Thank
great to see you in person. I think the last time I saw you was last year.
Yes, exactly. thank you guys, first of all, for having me back here.
Oh, ito rin yung grand EB nina Emil at Chino.
Yes. Yeah, finally, right?
Yeah.
So hey, what's up everybody?
Sobrang happy kami dito sa setup natin kasi multicam setup tayo. Tipong mag-enjoy si Kevin Dunn na i-direct yung ano. You know, tira mo. Kevin Dunn moves ng ating right. production team. Si Julio manning the Kevin Dunn seat tonight for the podcast. Really appreciate everybody joining us on Facebook and on YouTube, the usual streams. If you want to chime in, you can also hit us up on Twitter and on Instagram at WrestlingTwixPod. You know what to do. Pero syempre, before we get to talking about all of the big things that have happened in the world of wrestling from the past week, we gotta let you know about the many benefits of being a wrestling podcast patron.
All right, so we just had the watch party for AEW Revolution this past Monday. And if you want to join our future watch parties on our Discord server, you can do that by subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. So aside from the watch parties, other perks of being a Patreon is our Discord community, where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. Of course, that includes wrestling, but we also talk about gaming, sports, memes, music, fashion, everything. So there's that. And also we have our Pasabays, which the next one will come soon at during WrestleMania season. Same Miami sales. So if you want to get your authentic WWE shop merch, you could do that by subscribing to our Patreon. And also we have our review content from the weekly wrestling shows like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and some local wrestling events as well. And by subscribing to our Patreon, you're supporting everything that we do here on the podcast. So again, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast at the low cost of $5 or in our local currency, it's around 260 to 270 pesos.
Natin yung, ano, viewing party.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'll take it.
Look at that meal reading out the Patreon. Yeah. Good job.
Wala siya binabasa, memories
niya. Making him do it for quite a how many weeks out? A month now, I think.
Yeah, a month.
Yeah. So we have a viewing party, WrestleMania watch party. You asked for it; we're bringing it back. It is back once again at our friends from Skinny Mike's Sports Bar in Bonifacio Global City. And syempre, 2 days na to, so 2 nights ang ating in-offer. You can go to 1 night or 1 morning or both mornings. All you gotta do is sign up through our link. The link is posted on our Facebook page. It is a Google form that you have to fill up and then transfer yung ano.
Also, y'all, we're doing early bird specials right now until the 27th.
Yes.
So guys, kung gusto niyo makatipid para may extra money kayo pang itlog, pang onions, ganyan, bilhin na kayo ngayon right now. It's still cheap. It's going for 700 for 2 days.
No, 400 pesos for one day. Yeah, and 750 pesos for 2 days.
Sinabi din ni Ro.
Yeah, when you get 1 day pass, ikaw bahala kung kailan kayo pupunta.
That's right.
And then if you think like suddenly find yourself wanting to go to the other day that you missed, and then sorry ka, bye ka.
Mas mura pa siya ngayon until the 27th. Yes. So you guys jump on it while you can.
Yeah, we're doing this in partnership with our friends from Geek Talk PH. You might know them, the likes of Galactic Sharks and Legend Dennis and all the cool guys over there. Yeah, and support. Please support if you want to watch the watch party, if you want to watch WrestleMania with your fellow fans. I know some of you have been asking for this. You've been asking us, when are we going to do it again? Kailan tayo babalik sa Skinny Mike's? Kailan magkaka watch party is it? This is it. This is it now.
Let's go. Yeah, so we'll see you then, or they'll see you then. I'll be calling WrestleMania from home in my room.
Yes.
So mag-isa ako sa kwarto ko. All right.
May hoodie ka naman eh. Huwag ka na mag-reklamo.
Oh, there. Yung WrestleMania hoodie straight from HQ. So ito ngayon sa in-studio recording natin. Speaking of WrestleMania, let's talk about Raw establishing the WrestleMania storylines. And we're going to start off with Jey Uso finally picking a side. And surprise, surprise, not really. He is still an Uso. Pinasa niya tayo because for a while, di ba, nag-interfere siya on Sammy's behalf. And there were signs na mukhang titiwalag si Jey from the bloodline. Sa kanya naman talaga nagsimula itong Reign of Terror ni Roman Reigns. And here we are heading towards WrestleMania na mukhang we are really gonna get the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the Tag Team Championships. So Chino, bilang bagong balik ka lang from the US, what do you think about Jey turning on Sammy the way he did nung end of Raw?
First of all, I don't know what the one has to do with the other, but
unahin kita para ano, gising pa yung utak mo.
I saw something online that said something along the lines of Jey whispering something in Sammy's ear. I don't know how plausible that actually is, but I'd like to believe seeds of discord have still been sown or still in there in the Usos. And honestly, the end game that I want to see for Sami Zayn is for him to compete for the Undisputed titles again. Kasi feeling ko, the WWE really had something there with Sami Zayn and his pop and the surprise responses that he's been getting, especially since Elimination Chamber. So I really want to see him back in the singles run again. Now, I don't really know if this was the right move for both of them. I don't know if this reluctant KO Sami reunion is the right move kasi I really still believe that Sammy is a single superstar and that they really have something there with him.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Emil, do you think na it's a missed opportunity for Sammy na, okay, ito na yung WrestleMania story mo?
Yes. I still think na the perfect WrestleMania for Sami Zayn is, of course, going after Roman Reigns. Pero I think nasa point na tayo of no return eh. It is what it is. We already seen the Usos reunite, even though it's still, like it's still reluctant on Jey's part, no? Because I think ano pa din eh, he's still against Roman, but because remember on SmackDown, Roman said na if Jey isn't back, he's gonna blame Jimmy. So Jey will always have Jimmy's back, pero it doesn't mean that he's aligned with the bloodline. So, but in terms of Sami Zayn's WrestleMania, Road to WrestleMania. I already accepted that, but this is probably going to be it. And we can always go back to Sami Zayn challenging for the Undisputed Championship post-WrestleMania. Maybe in a pay-per-view next month or sa makalawa. So, but WrestleMania, I'm okay with it.
Igaro, what do you think of Jey going through all that character development only for him to go back to being with the bloodline?
Before I answer that, I wanted to address si Aaron sa ating comments, sa chat. He says, ang ganda ng set natin this week. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Have you seen the plant in the corner? may budget na kami for halaman.
Oh, Mitch 2 yung pangalan niya.
Yeah, between one firm.
And the Jerrytron.
And the Jerrytron. The Jerrytron 4000. All right. Okay, so the thing is, I was watching it, I was catching up with it on Raw kanina, and at first it seemed very, very disappointing because, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's the third heartbreak in the span of a month. Like, first we had Sammy, then we had MJF or Brian, and then we have Jay. And I got to thinking, I don't want to be optimistic, but I have no choice but to be optimistic. It doesn't seem like the type of thing that they would do just because. Like, I think may merit then in thinking that maybe this isn't it, maybe this is a front for something else. Maybe Jay is in this to, you know, play 5D chess against Roman. I think there is still something here. Even though that, you know, puts us in at the risk of having our hearts broken again, I think there's legs to this theory. So, wait and see mode. It is painful to watch, but I think there is, you know, a potential benefit in thinking that there could be more to it.
You mentioned the word theory. Let's talk about one Austin Theory whose WrestleMania storyline was also cemented this week when he openly went after John Cena and said he wanted Cena to fight him for the United States Championship at WrestleMania. And then, syempre, si John Cena, he grants children's wishes, diba, as a Make-A-Wish celebrity. So he granted another kid's wish in Austin Theory. So, Emil, what do you think about this one? Because medyo na telegraph na nila to, especially with Theory making all of these allusions to John Cena for months at this point.
Yeah. Papunta na rin tayo dito eh. And this was a layup for them. We all know Cena's coming back, and we all know his WrestleMania match is going up against Fury. So I think they did it well. The promo on Monday was, I think it was a bit much, but that's Cena.
Not much.
Because he didn't need to, he didn't really bury Austin Fury, but he was, like, he made the same comments like he did against Roman back in 2017 during that promo, where he doesn't really need to go there to sell the match, but he did. So, but at this point, it's Cena. Cena can do anything. And ano gagawin nila kay Cena? They'll fire him.
No,
so,
here's the thing. What would you prefer Cena do? Because he could go back to his mid 2000s corny shit. Would you rather have the Savage real talk Cena?
Yeah. I was just feeling John Cena is at a point of meta-ness, and in this current day and age that we live in, wherein he can call out people for their own BS, and it's like throwing a kid in the deep end. You sink or swim at that point. Diba? And we saw that when it happened with Roman Reigns, natuto siya, diba? And it benefited him. Now, this is the same lesson that Austin Theory has to learn moving forward, because John Cena isn't out there to battle rap anymore or to do this all day long. Diba? He's actually going to go out there and he's going to try and teach you a thing or two. And that's saying na lang yun if you want to pick up something and learn from it.
Bro, what did you think of John Cena realizing his Tanahashi mode, which is like this big star who's now the veteran that you need to knock down to make a name for yourself as the young buck?
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a nice takedown by Cena. I don't know kung this is script. I mean, yung mga banat niya, if it's scripted for him or if it's coming from him. But I think he has this pretty astute observation about the people he's facing. The only thing I have here is that John Cena is trying to talk to Austin Theory as though he wants to be liked, as though he thinks Theory wants to be liked.
Mm.
But it's not the case of that. I don't think Theory cares about being liked by the crowd. That's Logan Paul's thing. That's why he insisted on being a face.
Yes.
Theory just wants to be the greatest. And it doesn't matter if the crowd likes him or not. So I thought that that's where the Cena burns were missing. So okay na sana, it was just that. It just didn't align with who I know Austin Theory is as a character. But pretty good. I think it's also really great that Cena is self-aware. He is old and he's not there anymore. He's a part-time Hollywood guy, but he is still the challenge that the young guns are seeing. Because, you know, he's like Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem, diba?
Daming guns, did you become John Morant overnight?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, young guy sees old guy, thinks he's an easy target. So that's the thing, diba? So, yeah, it's good that he's embracing that because otherwise he's going to look dumb for not accepting that role.
Sabi ng Fightful Select, wala raw producer na nakalist for the John Cena segment. Okay, so people think na it was all Cena.
Yeah. I guess.
Which is good, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good because the content isn't meticulously scripted. Pero yun nga, if there were someone to edit it, it would have, at least, you know, would have known that, okay, this isn't quite aligned in sa hierarchy ni theory. Like, it's nice. It makes for good television. It's great sound bites, diba? Cena delivered such a burning promo, pero kind of seemed like he wasn't quite familiar with his source material, if you will.
I like it, though, because it forces theory to dig deeper, yeah, diba? Cena was calling him out for being the prototype, essentially. But that was the whole gist of the promo. So gets killed because I really like how he forces the other guy to dig deeper. Right? This first round, he was testing the waters against Theory. Now Theory has 3 more weeks to become creative and to come up with a rebuttal.
Yeah, actually, feeling ko si Theory magdadala nitong feud na to eh, because yeah. I have no idea what John Cena's schedule is heading into WrestleMania. Does he need to be away for filming, for other projects or whatever? Because if he's actually going to appear on Raw to go head-to-head with Theory on the mic, Eddie, good, they can actually sell the story even better. But if John Cena is going to be away until Mania, it's all going to be on Theory heading into April.
I mean, Fast 10 isn't coming out for another few months, so he might have time on his plate. But then again, hindi ko naman alam yung schedule ni John Cena, di ba? Baka may lakad na siya.
I mean, the reason why they crammed everything in this one segment this week is like proof na, okay, Cena doesn't have the entire month of March to be here and push the story. Diba? So I guess that kind of gives you an indication of what his schedule is. So sayang, I actually want them to extend the courtship to at least 2 more weeks. Because I thought that Cena saying no at the beginning was really compelling.
Yeah.
And then he listed his reasons why.
Para di mo pa deserve, di mo pa na earn.
Yeah, exactly. So why does it take... 2 minutes for him to change his mind.
Well, yeah, just because his bald spot was brought up,
yeah,
or whatever.
Just because na hurt yung pride ko na ano, hindi mo di ka maglalaban para sa ano, sa C Nation. So then it could have been stretched more, but obviously his other commitments have forced him to make the most out of his WWE appearances.
On the contrary, I think one promo is enough to build this match for me, because the Austin Theory, the future megastar against, you know, the current megastar, which is John Cena. That, yun yung sell point mo for that match. So I think if Cena's not gonna appear on Raw towards Mania, I'm okay with it because at least we got this segment. And I'm sold with that match with just that.
No,
promo.
I just think it's hilarious that, you know, all you got to do is point Cena's bald spot out to get him to approve the match, to accept the match.
Yeah, or like insult the crowd to the point that Cena will decide to stick up for the crowd to get back at you.
Ang dali mo pala i-manipulate kung ganun.
Oh, di ba kung nagtatrash talk kayo, mahina ka pala John Cena eh. Pumayag ka agad, di ba? That's enough Austin Theory, John Cena for now. Another WrestleMania storyline that we saw na mukhang official na is this trios match or this 6-woman tag team match between Damage Control against Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, and Lita. Ikaw, Chino, sabi mo, Trish is your favorite women's wrestler of all time. How do you feel about her unretiring again?
Honestly, I don't like it.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't like it because WWE has a habit of relying on old retired or quote-unquote legends, right? when around the WrestleMania season. Right? I mean, it speaks to their lack of depth. It speaks to their lack of trust in the newer talent that they have. But I don't like it when they have to rely on classic names just to sell a pay-per-view, when they have so many other wrestlers on that card who can actually do it, right? What happened to Damage Control? Why are they now suddenly in the feud with these legends and Becky Lynch? Why did they have to drop the titles? Couldn't they be built up like the Dangerous Heel stable that they were starting out to be? About why aren't they using other people in this feud? And these are to be unnecessary picks. They didn't really have to call Lita out of retirement or Trish out of retirement. Siguro gusto nila, diba? Gusto nila mag-rest ng yun. And that's all well and fine. But at the end of the day, you're burying the newer talent. And that's just unfortunate for people who want to break into the business.
What do you think about that, Rona? Chino brings up all of these older talent, these legends who are being brought back from WrestleMania. And looking at the card now, there are a lot of talents from the Attitude and Ruthless Aggression eras who are part of this year's WrestleMania match or card.
Guys, we've been wrestling fans for more than 20 years, except for Emil. Why are we so surprised that WrestleMania has big stars? You know, Triple H has only been around for under a year, so it's not enough time for him to have built these new stars. So it's always going to be a old star game when it comes to WrestleMania. So I'm not surprised with this anymore. I get what Chino's saying. Now, yes, we should focus on the new generation the same way AEW did No Revolution. But it's still the name of the game pagdating sa WrestleMania. So I'm not sure. I don't enjoy it the most. I'm not super hyped for this six-woman tag match, but I understand why it's happening. And if it makes people these other fans happy that Lita and Trish are wrestling again, then who am I to disagree? I'm sure it's a big honor as well for the ladies of Damage Control and Becky Lynch na rin.
Yeah, ikaw, Emil, does this excite you? Kasi Trish and Lita are before your time, di ba?
I really wish this just could have been a singles match between Bayley and Becky. Kasi sila naman talaga initially nag-feud eh.
Mm.
So, usually when you have like two great wrestlers in your roster like Becky and Bayley, the payoff match is at WrestleMania. So, yeah. I don't know kung bakit pa rin sinali itong mga legends. I mean, siguro sa point ni Ron na this is WrestleMania, you need all the stars, all that. But to me, this should have just been a singles match for me.
All right. We've got at least three new WrestleMania matches na determined from Raw. There was another one na mukhang on its way there based on SmackDown, but we'll get to that on the audio only. For now though, as we cross over to the blue brand, we got to talk about Cody Rhodes' appearance on SmackDown when he confronted Roman Reigns. And at the end of the segment, they shook hands and they just said, may the best man win. We're about a month away from WrestleMania. And now I guess the question is, okay, nag-shake hands na sila. Where do they go from here, Chino?
They just fight. That's where they go.
Fight. You know, that's enough. I mean, that's still a month away.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Because I don't think they can build this up any more than they already have. That's a problem with this feud day. They didn't know that Sami Zayn was going to be a thing. And they didn't expect Cody Rhodes to not be as big as he was when he made his debut, diba? When he made his return pala. So, nagkaroon sila ng konting mismanagement on their part, creative mismanagement, because they already had something with Sami Zayn, but they still stuck to their guns with Cody Rhodes. And so now, there are people in the crowd who don't really want to cheer for Cody because they were given Sami or KO or somebody else who had to replace Cody during his time on the injured roster. So now, they're trying to stick Cody in our faces, and I don't think it's going as well as they thought.
Wait, are you already turning on Cody at this point?
I was never on the Cody Rhodes train, to be honest. I was never a part of that Cody Rhodes bandwagon. Bumalik siya, sure, fine, that's great. Bumalik ka, congrats. But I know you, man. You said what you said. Don't say what you said, right? So, hindi ako makasakay dun sa Cody Rhodes na finish the story and all that. Kasi, alam ko naman kung saan siya nagagaling. He's doing it out of spite, diba? All his promos always start with my father, my daddy. Why can't you do something that's just for you, my guy? Come on.
Na ginawa na ng identity yung being anak niya na yung Dusty Rhodes.
That to me is what I can't stick behind. That's the whole problem I have with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Ro, you seem to have reservations then. Kasi yun nga, we still have 3 or 4 weeks of TV left.
No. I asked this question. I was the one who asked this question. Where do we go from here? Diba? Like, the segment on SmackDown seemed pretty final. That's just some. That's the kind of thing you do when it's almost when it's a go home show to WrestleMania. Show. Right? Mm. So I was asking where else could they go, but then Raw happened, and then Cody ended up saving Sammy from the Bloodline beatdown and wasn't KO. So I guess that's how he ends up pissing Roman Reigns more na. Nakisawsaw kasi dito sa gulo namin magkapamilya.
Mm.
So, I guess there's that, but if they didn't find that, then I felt like Roman was just gonna focus on Sammy and Jay and Jimmy the entire time. Like, okay, I happen to have this title match on night two of WrestleMania, but my real focus is on my fighting family. So, it's interesting now where they're gonna go from there. I got peaked again, so does this, I don't know, it kind of feels like, because Sami Zayn was such a hot product, they had to hitch Cody's wagon to Sami just to make him stay relevant while we're like 3 weeks out.
Yeah, what do you feel about that, Emil? Because Cody's supposed to be the guy in the biggest story, and the way Rose said it made it seem like nakikisaling pusa lang siya dito sa family drama.
I mean, what has some choice? Eh? That's the only way he's gonna be truly involved in the storyline if makasawsaw siya sa business ng Bloodline. Because if kung hindi yon, ano gagawin niya for weeks? Tutunganga na lang siya, paghintay na lang siya till WrestleMania. So they booked themselves into a corner here with pinilit nila si Cody Rhodes yung manalo at the Rumble. They could have had someone else. They could have run an audible. They stuck out to their guts, and we're here now in a situation where we don't know what to do with Cody Rhodes.
Ito sabi ni Aaron in the comments, the five trials of Cody Rhodes. Yan daw gagawin head into WrestleMania.
So it's dashing Cody, it's Stardust.
Five trials of Cody Rhodes. All right, on that note, we got to take a break. We've got some news outside the ring, and we're going to talk about AEW when we come back. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're back, and it's time for us to get to some news outside the ring. A very interesting piece of news that we found out this week from our usual internet news sites and reporters, and that's about Vince McMahon apparently being back, and the rumors are na mas involved siya in creative than people expected, especially in the wake of his resignation last summer. So, Emil, did you feel na parang unti-unti nang nagkaka-influence ulit si Vince on what we're seeing on TV, kung tama nga tong rumor na to?
Yung sa product, hindi pa lang masyado. But I guess Vince is just bored. He's just bored and he has nothing to do. He has all that money on his hands. And I think he gets that itch, you know, to come back. And even though hindi na siya in charge, like, he just wants to be there. I think that's what I feel like Vince is feeling. Do I want him back completely? No. Pero if he's just there, siguro, I mean, he could influence one program, or he could do that, but not the entire direction of the product, like the way he was running the show before he resigned. So siguro as part lang, pero hindi yung siya yung may final say.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Chino, ramdam mo ba?
No, honestly, I didn't really feel the Vince mark on there. Except, siguro dun sa rumor na siya yung gumawa ng Brock versus Omos. That to me is, feels very Vince-like. But other than that, I think like we're still very much on Triple H side of things. I think what Vince is doing there is, if anything, trying to make the product look good enough to sell. Kasi diba, he's still on that selling high. Diba? Trying to find a buyer for the WWE. Trying to sell it for what he thinks it's worth. Diba? Which is a lot more than what it's actually valued for. Pero may makumakagat. So I think what he thinks he's doing is that he is out there trying to, you know, polish the new car, so to speak, bago ibenta.
Yeah, that's actually another part of the rumors na lumabas this week na there is still the element of the sale, which is the main reason why he's present backstage, so supposedly.
I don't feel it. I don't feel that he's back yet. Yes, Raw does seem like it's going back to its old self. Na quick matches, a lot of story. But I also don't think that's the case. I still think that it's pretty good. Not even super good, but it's still pretty solid. It's not the same as when Triple H first took over and then he decided he wanted to impress everyone by doing takeover style cards. Pero it's still, I think, a far cry from what we used to get with Vince. I just think that Triple H realized that he also did need to do the some of the corny stuff or the lighter stuff, at least, that Vince was doing before. But I think if Vince were in control, things would still be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. May bago rin pictures na may bigote na raw si Vince. So.
As if he wasn't creepy enough. Need to give him a mustache.
Nagulat lang ako because I never thought na, you know, Vince would have facial hair. And yet when I saw the picture, I was like, oh, good for you. Na may bigote ka palang, you know, like you're capable of growing an entire mustache. Speaking of other stuff outside the ring, Backlash is back. So, hindi na siya WrestleMania Backlash. It's just gonna be Backlash in Puerto Rico, the first WWE premium live event since New Year's Revolution in 2005. And our guy, Bad Bunny, is going to be the host of Backlash. This is huge news because it's not every month or every PLE na outside the US or Saudi Arabia or the UK, diba? So, technically, Puerto Rico still in the US, but you know, it's away from the continental United States. Is there really anything more to this story?
You know, Money in the Bank's happening in the UK, so that's also a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Bad Bunny's also having one hell of a year. He just made out with Kylie Jenner, and now he's with Kendall Jenner, and now he's doing Backlash. Good for him, man. Live your life, Bad Bunny. Live your life.
Sana all, pwede maging Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, people have been asking, oh, when are we having a pay-per-view or a show in the Philippines? But I think...
Still probably never.
No. Still probably never, but the fact that they are more open to doing these shows sa labas ng continental US, as you mentioned, makes things, you know, a lot easier to look forward to. I think the possibility has slightly opened up a lot more than it ever did before. Like, if they can do Japan, diba? Mm. Who knows? I mean, diba? Who knows? They could probably come here one day, or at least for a Raw or a SmackDown.
And they do have Puerto Rican talent on their roster, exactly. Diba? So it makes sense, ba?
Yeah, it does. It does. The WWE has always had a very good history with Puerto Rican superstars. Yeah, Damian Priest being one of them. So I'm sure he's going to be featured in a prominent spot once Backlash happens in about a couple of months in Puerto Rico. Speaking of international premium live events, they've also announced the King and Queen of the Ring. So yun yung official name of the show. It's going to be in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia at the end of May. So two pay-per-views yan for May. And the last King and Queen, Xavier Woods and Zelina Vega, both said on Twitter na they weren't very happy na sila yung na hindi sila na feature in that video, given that they were the last winners of the crown. So si Zelina medyo nag-shade siya on Twitter. Si Woods took it a step further and made a new cut with him featured in that video.
You know, it's one of those things that I think could be worked just, you know, to elicit those reactions from the crowd, from the wrestlers. But otherwise, yeah, they're right them to be in, you know, to be miffed about this whole thing. Obviously, it's a reboot for the entire concept of the King and Queen of the Ring. If that's the full name of the pay-per-view,
yes.
About King of the Ring or
King and Queen of the Ring.
God, that's so bad. from an editorial standpoint, that is so bad.
See, what would you name it?
Royals of the Ring.
Wow, that's quick.
I mean, like, alliteration is there. It's shorter than King and Queen's.
I mean, Royal Rumble, ne?
Quite na. Man. So what?
I mean, yeah, no, I get it. I don't see them naming two things royal at the same time. It's not confusion. So,
yeah.
From a marketing standpoint.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, dude. Yeah,
dalawang royal. Ang hirap kaya yun.
What?
Branding.
Your fans are not that stupid. I mean, some are, but not all of them.
Ego Emil, your thoughts on King and Queen of the Ring.
Oh,
do you
actually,
like his name?
No, Aaron is right. Why not just Crown Jewel? But yes, I get that yeah. You need to say off the ring. You need to keep that element there. But
it's not Crown Jewel refers to Saudi Arabia mismo.
Yeah. True.
We're talking about the titles here, right? King of the Ring title.
Why not just one show named King of the Ring and one show named Queen of the Ring? Why?
Pagsasabayin nila. Parang yung Crown Jewel nung 2021, di ba? Xavier and Zelina were crowned.
Because you said two shows. I thought there were like two
shows. No. It was one show.
Okay. Yeah.
Two tournaments.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, sure.
Yeah, two tournaments culminating in this one. Ego Emil, do you like the name King and Queen of the Ring? They even have a nice little logo here.
It's okay. But I don't mind it. And I just wish na may prize yung mananalo, like a title shot or just anything, just for it to make sense, I think, for me.
Bearing.
Not even like a pay-per-view title shot, just like a title shot. Like on the next edition of Raw or SmackDown, they get a shot at, you know, whoever's the champion. So,
yeah.
You know, you wish to go with these tournaments. Like, they actually have bearing, not just, you know, having a crown and being called king. So yeah.
Di ba dati ganun na if you won the King of the Ring, I think Chino, you would know this better.
Yeah.
If you win King of the Ring, you get like a title shot.
Yeah,
if not for
do.
The Intercontinental,
then
for the world title.
After a while, I just became a British accent. You know, yeah. That would be demoted to a British accent.
Yeah, what a prize. All right, last piece of news from outside the ring is about the WWE being in talks with legislators in the US to make sports betting on their shows legal. So, nakikita na natin na pinopromote yung DraftKings, which is obviously a betting platform on both WWE and AEW shows. But I think this direction is more in line with what the NBA has done and several of the other big sports leagues in the US, where they have a legitimate relationship with the gambling websites, yung mga betting websites. Part of the news bit also says na this means that creative executives don't plan out to inform wrestlers who wins until hours before a match. And that WWE will be working with a firm named Ernst & Young, which is more known for their work with the Oscars, para yung mga match results maprotektahan talaga and the public doesn't get any leaks or whatever. So obviously it's about a bigger revenue stream, getting a cut legitimately from the betting. But Ro, I want to start with you here because as a wrestler, this has to be very challenging if, let's say, naka-lock in na yung results of a story or a feud months in advance, even though people are clamoring for long-term storytelling, continuity.
Yeah, let's remember that WWE and pro wrestling is not the same as other sports. Other sports are, despite what they may tell you, they are unscripted. You know, despite what the NFL says, they are unscripted. And you obviously there is an acceptance that anything that happens over there is real. Obviously, we know that that's not the case for pro wrestling. And yes, I understand that these rules need to be set in place, but the creative part of wrestling, kasi, is not something that you can always lock down for the long term. Like, people think they want long-term storytelling, but what that actually means is you think out your entire arc through. But it shouldn't mean that your end game isn't always set in stone. So, ito na ang problema natin, di ba? We had an entire story where Sami Zayn unwittingly became like the talk of the town and the hero everybody wanted. But they were so set on Cody Rhodes that they didn't want to give that to Sami Zayn. And you kind of destroy the creative freedom, the whole creative expression of all of that when you have to stick to one thing. Because you should still be free to change as you see fit. Tapos, there's the whole other issue of what about injuries? About what about emergency situations? Like
May nabuntis
or Jay Briscoe accidentally passing away. Right? So what about those? Are those still subject to the rules of needing to be set in stone? How long?
Wala, months lang nakasulat.
Months ahead. Right? So ano ba? Where does that play? I don't think the proposal is fully hashed out at this point based on what we know. So I don't think it's a good idea. Yes, it's nice to bet on wrestling and get something out of it, but the unintended consequences to the creative part of the business is too much to just ignore.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak to like the WWE side of it, obviously, because I work with the company and because I have no idea what goes on with like the planning of it all. But from personal experience, natin ro, remember when we turned heel, like that wasn't supposed to happen at the show that it happened. And when you and I turned heel, it was one of those adjustments that people in the back wanted to see. What if we just did it today?
Yeah, exactly.
Diba? Parang if we had not gone in that direction, we would have had to wait months until we could have done the things we would have wanted to do as storytellers. So imagine if at our level palang, ganun na kalaki yung ripple effect of predetermined things na set months in advance. What more for a larger machine like the WWE?
Yeah, yun nga. So what I'm saying about the whole creative expression thing, the whole creative freedom thing. You think it's nice, but in practice, it really isn't.
Kayo, Chino, Emil, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, as a betting man.
Wait, bumubusta ka ba talaga?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know,
so DraftKings?
I know. I tried to have him fun. I did a parlay. Lost. It's fine.
All right.
It's interesting. Kasi dito, diba, like we just discussed it, wrestling is predetermined. Diba? So your prediction for these sorts of things is going to have to change considering that it is more a story than an actual sport. Diba? So parang yung approach mo dito is a different form of analysis. It's not going to be about technique or your fitness regimen or whatever. Diba? Di ka titingin ng draft day cards. Di ka titingin ng roster scouting. At titingnan mo dito yung kwento, diba? Yeah. Who needs to go over in the long run. And so it's going to change how people bet on certain things. Alam ko yung DraftKings also has categories like makakailang suplex si Brock Lesnar or who's going to...
They do that
as well. So that would be interesting as well moving forward.
Yeah, baka yun yung ano, mas gusto nilang ma-achieve with these legitimate partnerships, not necessarily pero, who wins or loses.
But that's easier to fix though, diba? Yeah. Like it's like point shaving, diba? You can control that and you can
especially in like wrestling, diba? Kasi sabihin kuya kalaban ko si Brock, sabihin ko, oh Brock, ito yung spread.
Oh, diba? Exactly.
Suplexin mo ko diba beses. No.
Yun lang. Para hindi umabot sa ano.
Oh, diba? Like it's easier kasi you're talking to each other in the ring.
So Emil, would you bet your life savings on how many suplex says Brock Lesnar would do in a match against Omos?
No.
Over under 5. Sige.
Over under 5, sige, pwede.
No, why? He's gonna say, oh, on over natin para matalo si Emil.
That's the problem. That's the problem with this. Yeah, like, I don't like sports gambling at all, but I can see people they like it. They love to gamble as long as it's their own money. And it's complicated because wrestling isn't really it's sports entertainment, but it's not a sport. You know, there's so many factors that comes into wrestling that will be affected if there's going to be the legalized betting.
Mm-hmm. People in the chat, people on the watch party, let us know what you think in the comments as always. We'd love to hear from you kasi puro kami muna yung spitball on this particular issue. Medyo fresh actually because CNBC just published a story of a few hours before we did the live stream. So while you let that digest in your brains and everything, we're going to cross over to AEW. And we're going to talk about one Maxwell Jacob Friedman and what he did with a child in the main event of Revolution. He splashed water or tequila, whatever.
It's tequila.
Confirmed that. Yeah. All right. So he splashed tequila on a kid in the front row. Obviously, we have learned here in the local scene the hard way. Now, it's not a good idea. I will tell you why first. I will tell you why later on. But I want to ask you guys how AEW addressed it, if you think that was the right way. And for those of you who didn't catch those details, what AEW's PR and community teams did was they brought the child backstage for an impromptu meet and greet with Powerhouse Hobbs. They gave him an acclaimed foam finger. And I don't know what else.
May tickets to Sacramento.
Yes. Wait, correction. Yeah. The foam finger wasn't given by AEW. It was actually bought by a member of the Fightful staff.
Yeah, CNS.
So they didn't even put out money for the merch.
No, it's fine. Yeah. No, you know, but they still did something for her, for the kid. They gave them tickets to the Sacramento show.
Yeah.
So that's that. So might as well. I thought that was a good response, mostly because Tony Khan immediately identified that as something that needed to be fixing, because most others won't, not because they are, you know, maybe not because they don't think it is, but because they didn't know it was.
Yeah.
So I will give credit to Tony Khan for getting on top of that. So to me, the fact that he acknowledged that and said that he talked to MJF, that was pretty big. There was an apology already by way of the restitution, so that's pretty good. I think he handled this pretty well.
Igo Chino, did you think MJF crossed the line?
I honestly say, it's interesting. MJF to me is like a method actor. And if you guys know your Hollywood, method acting is very controversial because it affects how people relate to you on like a real level, like outside of the character. See, MJF is a kind of guy who likes to live his gimmick, diba? So he's an asshole in the ring. He's an asshole outside of the ring. That's just how he is. He wants to commit himself to the role because that's what he believes makes him the best. Now, unfortunately, when that happens, may mga nangyayaring ganito. Diba? It's good for the character, but it's bad for everybody else because everybody else has to do the cleanup. I will say, during the pay-per-view, before everything even happened, they actually flashed a disclaimer warning everybody who was seated in the front rows that they can't be affected by the action happening inside of the ring. So nasa sa inyo na yon to get out of the way, to be smart enough to move out of the way kung may wrestler na dadaan, and that by sitting in that front row or wherever the affected rows, you are acknowledging and taking responsibility for your own actions. That said, hindi ko alam kung applicable yon dun sa nangyari sa bata because A, bata yon.
Yes.
Diba? And B, I don't know if you consider tequila to the face an actionable offense. Diba? Maybe
that's alcohol to your face.
Maybe not. Okay, anyway, regardless, yun lang din yung nakita ko. The AEW covered their bases. Yes, I will agree on that.
Okay. Ikaw, Emil, did you think a line was crossed?
Yes, I do think a line was crossed. Kasi, yes, MJF is a heel, but he can generate heat without doing that. So for me, it's one of those things that I've already said on the show that he does so many unnecessary stuff just for the sake of heat. And we all know he could absolutely do that without those. So, plus it's a kid, you know, and hindi nga siya tinatrash yung kid. The kid was just sitting there, minding his own business, and bigla na siyang tinapunan ng tequila. So, any other parent would have been mad, and, you know, and madami nagsasabi, if that was their kid, you know, they would, you know, parang they would take pride in it because MJF is a heel.
Yeah,
and
that makes you a shitty parent.
Exactly. I saw a lot of comments like that online. Like, if that was me, I would take pride in it because I got to be a part of the show. You're not a part of the show. You know,
oh, you're a fan. You paid for a ticket. Yeah. You are there to watch the show.
Exactly. You're not part of the show.
So, you know, sobrang nainis ako doon because he doesn't need to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, people are justifying the action without realizing that he should have done that in the first place
Emil said something interesting here that ngayon ko lang din naalala. During the show itself, when they were doing the championship announcement, people were booing Brian and cheering for MJF.
Okay, yeah.
So there might have been something at work there. Because it was very audible that Brian wanted to be cheered, but they were booing him for some reason. Because MJF is like the indie darling, right? He's the guy that's hot on the internet because of all his antics. So maybe naka-apekto yun dun sa decision making.
Yeah, I argue that he should have done something else. Yeah. Don't mess with the kid.
Yeah, poor kid. It should have been that way.
To the whole disclaimer thing about, you know, don't sit, or if you sit here, you acknowledge that. I think what that pertains to is yung strays. You know, like, for example, if you're in the front row.
You got splinters.
Then, if you're in the front row and then someone does a suicide dive to your section and then you get hit, that's a stray. But, you know, not someone conscientiously involving you in the act.
Singling you out and targeting you.
Yeah, that's not a stray. That is an actual deliberate attack. The whole thing, doing something physical to a fan or a fan doing something physical to a wrestler, that both ways are assault. Yep. It could be construed as assault because syempre wala namang consent on either party involved, either party who becomes the victim, no matter if you are a wrestler or a fan. So that is why this wasn't okay.
Yeah, as someone who portrayed a heel, but for me, the line has always been don't get physical with the fans. But yes, even kami here in the local scene, we kind of learned that the hard way several years ago at a PWR show that was held in Bayanihan. So, mga 2017 to. One of the YOLO twins spat on a child who was sitting in the front row. And then right after their match, the dad of the child went backstage and threatened to beat up the YOLO twin. And but when you look at it from a parenting standpoint, I can't blame the father at all. Kasi yung anak niya dinuraan, di ba? Parang binastos mo yung anak mo na I'm a paying customer and then you disrespect me like this by getting physical with me and my child. And as it was told to me, kasi wala ako doon sa area na yun when it happened, the twins didn't apologize muna nung simula because their justification was heel kami. We're doing heel work, di ba? Kasi yun din naman yung turo sa'yo, di ba? Piss off the crowd because you're the heel. That's your job. But there is a line there that was crossed na at the time, hindi rin very clear to all of us existed. And that's when we knew na you can say whatever you want to the crowd, to the audience, but never get physical with them. And that includes splashing them with fluids, bodily or otherwise.
Yeah, but the thing to remember is that they didn't consent to that. They consented to be part of the people watching the show, but not being part of the actual show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else that we need to say about this one? I think it's pretty clear like what the general stance of the pod is. All right, sige. Now let's get to the actual match and the result, which is that MJF survived Bryan Danielson in the Iron Man match. And did you think na AEW missed a huge opportunity here for a feel-good moment? Si Ro, he alluded to another heartbreak. Ikaw, Chino, did you feel that it was a legitimate heartbreak since you were there?
No, I did not. I wanted MJF to win. Number one, because by beating somebody in the caliber of Bryan Danielson, he is able to put another notch in his belt. He's still very fresh in this run, diba? Parang, is this what, his third defense total as an AEW champion? So parang, having that notch in his belt really just cements him to be the future of this brand, which is what they're trying to do. They're trying to put the entire brand on this young guy's shoulder and trying to make him the top guy for their promotion, which is also still pretty young. So ako, I like that MJF was able to beat somebody like Bryan Danielson because it just adds to his legend.
Yeah, and to me naman, hindi rin kasi we all know MJF's not gonna lose his first feud as the champion. And I said last week na his reign is doing nothing for me, but you know, this is a start. Like a credible win over one of the best wrestlers in the world today. That adds something to his title reign. So Bryan did an incredible job of putting him over the entire feud. He was the one carrying this feud, not really MJF, but with that match, he did such a good job of making MJF a legitimate threat again. So I think both MJF and Bryan did their parts really well, and I'm okay with MJF winning this one.
All right, you mentioned that it didn't do well for you at the beginning, and then the match made you believe it. That's the problem, kasi, diba? Tony Khan had to rely on the match and on Bryan's promo before the show, diba? To make it mean something, because if he didn't have that, his booking of MJF was doing him no favor. So that's why I thought that Bryan should have won, because Bryan was putting in the better case to be the face of the company right now. But yes, I agree, naman, MJF shouldn't have lost. Shouldn't be losing his first feud, but the way they were going about it, it sure did seem like he should have, you know. I don't know if the momentum will carry on. I think that's a problem because with Tony Khan storytelling at the moment, it's ironic because he's falling back on what Vince used to do. Now, okay, the storytelling isn't perfect, but we'll give the guys a minute, 10 minutes to to wrestle a good match on the pay-per-view, and that will carry me over to the next cycle, diba? So, sayang lang, because it's a far cry from what Tony Khan used to be when AEW was fresher than it is now. And that's why I thought that it was such a miss, because the layup was right there. He could have made a lot of people happy with the story that they ended up telling. It's one of those things. It's like the Sammy thing inadvertently becoming the must-finish story from WWE, diba? So they didn't intend for it to be that way. The same way Tony Khan didn't intend for Bryan Danielson to want to, you know, to should be taking the championship from MJF. But it is the way it is. And I thought it was a big, big miss to not make people happy. But again, Chino did say that the crowd in the crowd at the arena did want MJF to win. So I guess there is that. But, you know, it's just me, and I feel sad about it.
Ito, tanong ni Glendale, and I want to ask you guys as well. Brian said on Dynamite earlier na he's going home. Clearly, he's affected by everything MJF said and everything MJF did in the match, and now he's going home. So, your thoughts on that?
I think magpapahinga muna siya. Because he's been having a string of great matches since the start of the year, and we all know Brian's like not getting any younger, and he has his histories of injuries and all that stuff. So I think this allows him to take some time off, and then so he'll be back before All Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's time that it's gonna take a hit. The product is gonna take a hit, but it makes sense. Brian deserves to rest as well. He did put himself through the trials, like MJF's opponents always
do.
Yeah,
that was one hell of a match. Guys. Yeah. Like, he hit live.
Deserve.
Baka no, 99 na fatigue ni Brian.
Yeah.
Sa mga GM.
Kumbaga, yung gatawan niya, pulang-pula na lahat.
Yeah.
Full damage na.
Pahinga naman. Alright. Kami naman magpapahinga. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna unpack more stuff.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stuff from AEW Revolution and from Dynamite earlier, but first a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia. All right, time for the bonus audio-only conversations. We're going to go back to WWE for this one, and this is on SmackDown happening over the weekend. There will be a fatal five-way to determine Gunther's WrestleMania challenger for the Intercontinental Championship. So it's Kofi Kingston, LA Knight, Karrion Kross, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus. And yung usap-usapan sa internet is that it's likely going to be Drew versus Sheamus versus Gunther in a triple threat for the IC title. I'm okay with like a fatal five-way match like this. Medyo nagulat lang ako na biglang magkaaway na ulit sina Drew and Sheamus.
Yeah.
I'm more surprised that Kofi's still in this considering that he's supposed to be injured.
Yeah, I think they're gonna, you know, replace that.
I mean, a 350-pound guy landed on him. Yeah. So, parang kawawa naman siya kung pinag-wrestling pa siya, diba?
Yeah, I think they're gonna replace it at the last second. Need him an issue out there. But yeah, I'm okay with how Drew and Sheamus turned. Yes, it wasn't a slow burn, but we all knew him when Sheamus was a petulant child. He was always that. He was never anything else but that. So it kind of makes sense for him to suddenly be a child again. Sayang lang that it wasn't a longer term story, but it makes sense to me.
I don't actually think it needed to be a longer term story. Because he said that Sheamus has always been impatient and selfish and all those other things and brash and all those other things that he said Sheamus was. So, kung nandun pa rin yung stigma ni Sheamus, then it makes sense for him to feel like Drew slighted him here.
Yeah. And, it's a good thing that Sheamus is going back to the Intercontinental Championship scene, because on my very first episode here, I did say that I'm manifesting that Sheamus is going to win the IC title at Mania. So that manifestation is still alive. And I want Sheamus to at least if it's not going to be Sheamus versus Gunther, I wish it would be a triple threat with Drew McIntyre in it. So, yun.
Oh, para in-play pa rin yung Grand Slam ni Sheamus.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Let's go over to NXT. And the big development from this week is that Shawn Michaels is indeed not coming out of retirement.
Sigh.
Really? Let the man rest, sir. But instead, our guy Johnny Gargano has stepped up to take on Grayson Waller in Shawn Michaels' place at NXT Stand and Deliver.
Imagine if he does come out of retirement for Grayson Waller. Hindi niya ginawa kay Undertaker.
At Stand and Deliver. Not even at Mania.
At Stand and Deliver.
That would be a hell of a rub, though, if that happened.
Like, oh, diba? Kahit na 58 years old, siya Shawn Michaels pa rin yan.
58?
Yeah, he's 58.
He's old. I mean, Ric Flair's still wrestling, guys. Come on.
Actually, I would have been okay with it. Like, it is Grayson Waller, our boy. So, okay din yan. But I do like this. It's Gargano. He is Mr. NXT. So, this is pretty okay. Surprising in the sense that you never know who is coming down from the main roster to go to NXT. I think they've been protecting those rumors really well. So, that's pretty cool. And it makes sense. They do kind of have history, Shawn Michaels and Gargano, as you know, mentor mentee.
And Grayson and Johnny.
Yeah, but he hit him with the chair multiple times.
Yeah. I remember now. Yes. So that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm just glad that things worked out such that they were actually able to execute a payoff for something that they did with no guarantee that Gargano was ever coming back to WWE.
Exactly. And when you look back at the way Johnny had this exit to NXT, kudos to them because at least they left it open ended. Like if Johnny's not gonna come back, then okay, fine. That's the way we write him off NXT or WWE. But if he does come back, they will have something to revisit there. So they capitalized on it, and this is like not really long-term storyline. We're just going back to something that they did a year and a half ago. So I'm excited for this match. And nung lumabas si Johnny, I was so happy na, okay, it made sense. It makes sense kasi, Waller took Johnny on his way out. So everything fell into place perfectly. And now we're going to get this tremendous match at Stand and Deliver.
Mm-hmm. Last bit of news here from NXT is from outside the ring. It was reported by Tokyo Sports earlier this week that Saray is on her way out of WWE after her contract expires. Magpapreskon daw siya on March 13 to announce the resumption of her wrestling career in Japan, and her return match will take place at an event this May in the Shinjuku area, this iconic place called Shinjuku Face, which Crystal has actually wrestled at. So she's going to go back to her old name of Sari or Sari. What do you think about this role? Say, we haven't seen Saray in WWE since August.
Sayang lang. It was really unfortunate for Saray. Sobrang malas lang niya because she went to NXT at a time where Triple H was still in charge, and Triple H was the kind of showrunner that saw the value in her. And then nagkataon that they got caught up in the pandemic. They got caught up in the whole Vince takeover of NXT, the Vincization of NXT. And then they gave her... They tried to do something with her. I appreciated the magical girl gimmick.
The Sailor Moon
gimmick. Something. It was something. Because it was something that could have hooked in an entire subset of an audience, diba? Could have been something for female fans to really latch onto, but it just I think she didn't get the support that she needed, especially after Triple H stopped being in charge of NXT, and she just got caught up in the crossfire. And it's good for her, I guess, that she realized now, okay, this didn't turn out the way she hoped to be. She hoped that it would, rather, and she had the agility to pack up and go back to Japan. So that's pretty cool for her. She's still young, I think.
She is very young.
Yeah, so this isn't the end of her career. Like, there could always be a time where she gets to become a bigger star and she comes back to WWE. Triple H makes it right by her. I think those are all things that could be possible. So good for her that she decided to go where she was valued.
Yeah, she's 26. So imagine having these career options to be laid out for you at 26. Good for her. Now she's able to make the most out of that next move. Now she's like, okay, I'm done sitting on the sidelines, diba?
And I know, and I really thought there was something there with the Sailor Moon gimmick. I really dig that. But you know, it's just unfortunate. I think she's like the last of the latest Japanese signees. Well, that's sino pa bang natira sa ano? Si Ikamin Jiro is gone,
Jiro,
right?
Still, no, Jiro's
still there.
Yeah, Jiro's still there.
So, siya na lang
Jiro is older though. So, yeah. I think that's why he hasn't really, you know, tried to go anywhere else. Kasi, like, it would still be, I believe, a spot for him where he gets to be better off financially.
Yeah, but with someone who's Sarai, who is younger, she's young and she wants to go elsewhere, and she has every right to. And sayang lang with her tenure WWE, could have been more, but it is what it is, and we wish her well in her future endeavors.
That's going to do it for us here on the audio-only part of this week's episode on the Wrestling Podcast. Before we get to our talk about AEW, we got to let you know about our friends from GoTime Bank, because you can get ready right now to take control of your finances with GoTime Bank. You can download the app now on Google Play or on the App Store and open an account in less than 5 minutes to experience next level banking at your fingertips. You can check out GoTime Bank's official social media pages in the description box of this podcast, or go to www.gotime.com.ph. That's www.gotime.com.ph for more information. It's go time. All right, go. Go time na tayo on AEW. Clearly, di pa tayo tapos with John Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page. And things took a turn when the Blackpool Combat Club turned heel on Hangman Page and the Dark Order. And I don't know about you guys, but like, aren't there too many heel stables in AEW at this point?
Yeah. Too many. We got the JAS, House of Black, and now the Blackpool Combat Club has turned to the dark side. And we all saw this coming. We predicted this last week. I mean, last week they were already kind of leaning towards heelish behavior, but this week they've gone fully heel. And I really thought this feud was done at the Texas Deathmatch, because that's usually...
Oh, major feud ending.
Feud ending, yun. And I don't know, maybe this will lead to a Bloods and Guts match, but I don't know. Sobrang pang malayo yun, yung Bloods and Guts. But I don't know about this. I mean, the BCC should have been gone, should have been history a long time ago, but I don't know.
I mean, the history of the Blackpool Combat Club is, it doesn't benefit them at all, especially with how William Regal just left, diba? Iwan sila sa ere. It doesn't benefit them at all, because now they're gonna get stuck in booking limbo, like what is happening right now. See, Brian is actually not part of it anymore, I guess. I don't know what he just decided to do his own thing. Like Aaron Carter, and then everybody else is still just the Backstreet Boys again. So I don't know, man. It's just like they're just in a weird booking limbo now.
He's not gone from the group. He's just really doing his own thing, like Nick. Yeah. But my problem with this is not that there were too many heel stables in AEW, but more of they're doing that thing again where Tony Khan extends everything to include everyone in the story, which is nice. But I also feel like it's a lazy way to include people on the shows, because you do get that inclusivity in exchange for telling the story that never ends. So I mean, in a way, it makes sense logically to cross over to that next chapter, but it's not a chapter we want to keep seeing.
Mm-hmm. I was reading online that people on Twitter were saying na what an organic heel turn for BCC. Dito na rin sila papunta. Do you guys agree?
No. Mox was only the organic part. Like, yes, Yuta was slightly pissed at Best Friends, at Orange Cassidy all of a sudden. But none of that was organic for Yuta and Claudio.
Mm-hmm.
Ang masasabi ko lang dito is sakto yung pagkain ko ng $20 nachos dun sa tinidor ni John Moxley. like what a time to be alive.
Ikaw, Emil.
It wasn't organic. I mean, again, only Mox was really having that slow transition to a heel turn. And siguro nag-heel turn lang si Claudio and Utah because of association. But yeah, other than that, I mean, Claudio was over as a face as a ROH world champion, so it doesn't make sense for them to turn heel. The only thing I can think of is because, ano eh, kasama nila si
Kupal Moxley. Kupal na yung mga kasama ko eh. Kupal na rin ako.
Yeah. Daming ganun. Sa tatlong buhay.
All right, moving on. Powerhouse Hobbs is now your TNT champion, and Wardlow has set the record for the shortest TNT championship reign. Medyo malas pa ng kuya nyo na nanakawan pa siya the day before Dynamite. Chino, you're from the Bay. What do you think about this incident?
I mean, listen, as somebody who literally was there, San Francisco, the Bay Area really has a serious homeless problem.
See, man. I didn't know that.
It is, man. It's very serious. I do this joke wherein I say my favorite part of San Francisco, or San Francisco to me, is like that show, The Last of Us, only instead of zombies, they have crackheads. And that's scarier because I've never seen a crackhead, I've never seen a zombie shit himself. True story. You see crackheads just taking a dump on the corner of the streets. It's neither here nor there, though. But it's a very serious homelessness problem, a very serious car break-in problems. My siblings who live there full-time have had their car broken into twice for each of them. So, apat na beses. So, it's not very surprising na nangyari to kay Wardlow. Swerte na lang nung nagnakaw na may belt na siya ngayon, diba? Tapos, it's the real deal pa. Hindi pa yung replica. So, congrats to whoever got that belt. But, I mean...
Nekupal siya, man. Yung gear and boots ni Wardlow, pinuslip din niya eh.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what happens. I mean, they took my brother's Winnie the Pooh pillow. What were they gonna do with that? Diba? So people in the city of San Francisco are crazy. You know, they just do shit and don't think about it. So it's just something you gotta learn to live with, especially if you just leave your car parked out in the middle of a street somewhere. So, malas talaga, it's this thing that happens in that part of the world.
Powerhouse Hobbs winning the TNT Championship. Good call, Barrow.
No, I mean, yes, in theory, without the whole QT Marshall thing, pero. If I were Hobbs, I would be pissed at the fact that I needed that I was written to need QT Marshall to help me win the championship, which by all accounts this dude was pretty much ready for anyway. Like he's no chump, he's huge. That's why he's called a powerhouse. And then you need QT to help you cheat to win.
Oh, also, well, hella popped during Revolution in the arena because he's a Bay Area native. Yeah. So. But yeah, he is more than ready. So I don't know what QT Marshall is doing. Maaligid to QT.
Oh,
yeah, there's this new alliance seemingly between Powerhouse Hobbs and QT Marshall. Ikaw, Emil, is this doing anything for you?
No, because Powerhouse Hobbs just came from a stable, the Team Taz. So he's just starting to do his own thing, and now he's going to be part of another.
Hindi, siya na raw yung alpha ngayon.
Okay, but I want him to have his own like singles run. I believe he can do it. I believe he can pull it off. He doesn't need anyone. Like, you know, he's a credible champion on his own. He doesn't need anyone. So nada lang. Ewan ko anong goal nila with QT. Maybe they just want to use him or something.
Eto, tanong ni Aaron sa comments. What's QTV? Is that a gimmick they've been doing for quite some time online?
I do not know.
I think that's so dark. That's so dark. That's a dark
gimmick. It sounds like a dark gimmick. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's on his t-shirt, and then the reference din na Excalibur. And clearly, none of us have gotten it, probably because none of us watch Dark.
No, I mean, I haven't watched Dark in a while. I do watch Dark, but not in a while. So it would have been nice to get this explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the match pala earlier? Because when I saw it on YouTube, it was a false count anywhere, but... Wardlow was counted out like to 10. Like, was there specific? Like,
yeah, next starts sa labas, diba? Medyo magulo actually the way that they set up the match.
Yeah, I was confused by that.
somebody in the comments can probably answer that. While they do that, let's talk about the women. Ruby Soho turned heel at Revolution, and she has officially gotten in bed, figuratively, with Toni Storm and Saraya, so Team X WWE. So, did Ruby Soho need this, Chino?
Oh, yes. Because she hasn't really been interesting ever since her debut.
But is that her fault?
Not necessarily, but then this is turning her heel. Is that her fault? It might be then. This is really, if we're going to break it down, really, it's all booking's fault. Booking. Yeah. So, ako, ang sinasabi ko lang is, now that she's a heel, I can actually be invested in the storyline, diba? Na parang, there is room for one more person on the other side of the fence to appear. Whoever that person may be, whoever it is, whether it's Mercedes Moné or somebody else that's making a comeback, it'll be interesting to find out as the story progresses on. And it's also interesting for me, kasi for the longest time, Ruby Soho has just been middling a lot for me. Kahit nagko-content siya, nawawala pa rin siya. And she didn't seem as legitimate as her debut. Now, at least, she has a little muscle behind her in the form of Saraya and Toni Storm. And it's something to be a little bit intimidated by.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Emil, you like this heel turn?
Yes. Because at least it gives Ruby Soho a fresh, some TV time, I guess. And I will predict this now, but I think there will be a women's blood and guts match since we're already a couple of months away and they're slowly building up to this, outsiders versus Team AEW thing. So I guess malami pang sasali dito sa feud na to.
Okay, sorry. Okay sana, but it wasn't built well, like I didn't mind the idea of Ruby turning.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I just wish it does make sense, but I wish it made more sense to people watching. Like one quick roll up from Jamie Hayter, I think, shouldn't have been enough to ignite that heel turn. Like I wish there was more booking to it.
And also, the placement of the car didn't benefit the women at all. Yeah. Like, it followed that killer Trios Championship. After nun, nag-CR lahat ng tao, eh.
Yeah,
and it unfortunately had to be the women who took the brunt of that.
Yeah.
I was in the restroom when Jamie Hayter rolled Toni Storm. Oh, sorry. Sino yung pinin niya? Si
Ruby
for the win, diba? And Saraya was a non-factor. Pagbalik ko, tapos na yung match, eh. Diba? I missed an entire card. So that just sucks for them because it doesn't give them the opportunity to tell the story properly. It doesn't give them the opportunity to showcase their talents. And again, it's just the problem with AEW female booking.
Yep.
I have a big question. Kayo, if you guys want to answer it, but it's more of like the idea na bakit kailangan i-emphasize na these freelancers, these outsiders to refer to Saraya and Toni and now Ruby Soho. When you think about it, diba, halos lahat naman sila sa AEW, came from somewhere else. And a big part of the roster came from WWE. And to call Toni and Saraya, who are full-time AEW performers, like freelancers and outsiders, parang from a story sense, mas lalo silang may alienate, mas lalo silang ma-justify in the way that they're lashing out, di ba?
Yeah, that's the idea. Give them more of a reason to lash out, to make them more different from the rest of the division. Kasi, tingin nila angat sila. So, they're leaning into it. So, I think it makes sense in that regard.
I agree with Ro here. Kasi by Saraya and Toni and Ruby labeling themselves as outsiders, it seems like they're coming into this with an air of confidence. Parang demotion sa amin tong AEW.
Yeah.
Diba? So we are better than everybody else here. Diba? Bakit kami pupunta sa level? Sinasabi mo, diba, bakit kami pupunta sa level nyo? No, kayo yung pupunta sa level namin. That's essentially what they're trying to pull off here. Diba? They're trying to say na we are here because we are better than everybody
and
else.
And we want to make this place better than what y'all are doing here.
Yun.
Yep. Okay, now that makes sense to me. Something clearly didn't click. All right, last bit here on the stream, since we are giving you a supersized edition of the show. We got to talk about the Trios Championship, which the House of Black won at AEW Revolution. And next week, there will be a three-way Trios match with the Jericho Appreciation Society and the Elite all involved. So,
What a mess. When the JAS won, I thought it was just them. And then, yung pala may rematch pala si Elite.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, so basically, sabi ni House of Black, edi, you want some, come get some. They pretty much said that on the mic, by the way.
Yeah, I think they're gonna win. I think it's built for them to curb stomp. Like, it would be a huge surprise, but I also would not be putting it above them to suddenly hot potato this to the JAS. But there should be a House of Black cakewalk. I do like that the House of Black won. We did mention last week that if they didn't win, what is this all for, diba?
Yeah, I'm actually glad that House of Black won, even though I predicted the Elite, because they have really no, wala silang purpose say AEW for me before winning the trio. So at least now they have something to do. Now they're gonna get some more TV time because they're the champions, and the trios championship is something that gets defended way more often than the tag team titles. So, and the House of Black are three of the most talented people on the roster anyway. So that's a good thing as well. So and next week probably House of Black will retain.
All right, congratulations to Malakai Black, Buddy Matthews, and Brody King for winning the AEW Trios Championship. Hopefully a successful title defense next week on Dynamite. That's going to do it for us on the live stream. Thank you for joining us for this really packed episode. Chino, welcome back. Thank you for sharing my first-hand stories from Revolution. It really added color.
I just want to add to the Trios Champ, favorite match of the night. That whole thing made it feel like you were at a show. Right? You were seeing people jump off things, people coming for the saves. Again, it's very good. So I'm happy for the House of Black. They really did get the pop when they won the titles.
They did some good lucha things for a trios match, which you can expect good lucha things from. Let's talk about some stuff happening outside of the pod. Chino, let's start with you. Anything coming up?
We have more stand-up coming your way. So every single weekend of March and April, we have stand-up shows all over the metro, sometimes dalawa, minsan tatlo pa, all on the same night. For all the shows, just head over to www.comedymanila.com or comedymanila.ph.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Emil, anything going on?
Not much. Just follow me on TikTok at emilr_meister22 for some sports opinions. I post there more often. And then on Twitter at emilr_meister.
All right, Ro.
All right, guys. If you were not at the MWF Kasaysayan taping last Sunday, you missed Ken Warren's last match in the Philippines because he's migrating to Canada. But luckily, you can still watch that by subscribing to the MWF Gank. It is manilawrestling.com for as low as $10 or around, 570 pesos. You can pay by a credit card, debit card, or GCash. If you want to, check out an important piece of Philippine wrestling. So if you also want to support local wrestling, that's the best way to do it. And then we'll stay tuned. If you stay tuned, siempre, we'll have the next taping of Manila Wrestling Federation next month at Power Max Center Spotlight at Circuit Makati. Also, please follow us on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod because we're still posting content. And yeah, pretty much that's it.
All right, for me, go check out On Deck with Stan C, Season 5 in full swing. I just released an episode yesterday about the end of my radio comeback. And next week, yung episode for that has already been recorded right here at the PNA Studios. Speaking of the PNA Studios, we'll be back here next month for our live anniversary podcast. And if you want tickets to that, we'll announce it as details get finalized in the next week or so. For now, though, plugging once again. Again, our WrestleMania watch party at Skinny Mike's, April 2 and 3, Manila time. Gates open at 7 a.m. The link to sign up and to pre-order tickets is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingwrestlingpodcast. Don't forget to follow us individually. It is at Roiswar, at EML_Meister, at Gina Supersized, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _StanC. It's at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast and at Wrestling2XPod on our socials. We're going to catch you again next week for our picks of the week and another live stream. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.